No.
Can I ask the clubhouse?
This is McCoy.
Okay, Warren?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. What you have before you is a recommendation from staff dealing with a contract that the city has with the DeKalb Convention and Visitors Bureau. Excuse me, this contract is set to expire. This is a contract between the city and DeKalb CBB where we provide them 2% of the funds that we have for tourism, and then they provide us tourism-related services. As you can recall, the contract expires December 2009, and it also at any time has a 90-day notice provision in the contract. In August of 2009, the city established the Dunwoody CBB with the intent that this contract would be terminated at such a time when the CBB was ready to operate on its own without the help of this contract. For a matter of convenience, what I'm requesting from the council is authorization prior to the city manager or the mayor to terminate the contract between the city of Dunwoody and the DeKalb CBB at the explicit direction of the CBB, of Dunwoody's board of directors. And what this is just a simple convenience so that you don't have to come back into session to formally terminate the contract. But the CBB will direct when they are ready to take over and provide that 90-day notice period, and I will be able to have the authority to execute that direction.
Question number one. I move we accept the resolution as written. Okay, and we have a question. We do have a second from Mr. Taylor, and Danny's got a question.
Just a clarification, the contract is not terminated automatically on December 31. It's 90 days notice, so the contract will extend until we get 90 days notice, and I think this is a good motion.
Okay, any other questions for Warren? I just have a statement. The whole purpose for this is simplicity. As Danny said, we have a 90-day window, and that 90-day window is ticking. And we can, anytime 90 days, we could terminate this. And the whole idea here is that the funds from the 2% that are currently going to DeKalb County on termination would start to come to the CBB of Dunwoody, which is where we'd really like it to go. So the earlier and the more convenient way we can to get these funds into the city of Dunwoody is the way we want to go. And this motion allows us to do that.
Thank you, Danny. Any other questions or discussion items on the floor, John?
Danny pretty much hit on it, but I'd like clarification on the budget aspect of this motion in the sense of the budget that was just passed for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They budgeted money for this aspect to go on forth with DeKalb County?
No, the budget plan for 2009 includes funds that were raised between December, January, February, and March of 2008-2009. Right. So those funds that will carry them through this period. Until the contract is terminated and the 90-day notice period is finished, all funds that are raised through the 2% will be given to the DeKalb CBB. So they will start receiving our funds after that 90-day notice period. But this, hopefully this 270 will carry them through that period.
And yeah, the contract is actually between the city of Dunwoody and the DeKalb and the CBB, not between the CBB and that's the reason for this motion.
Okay. All right, then. John, just to explain, also once we take over and we come, there's a 45-day lag between
right.
the day we kick off until the first time the funds would, for the new period would come forth. So in other words, if we did it January 1, February 15th would be the first time money would come forth.
I understand.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Then all in favor of this action item, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now we've got new agenda item 9, and